There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hi everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday and happy 2024. It is the 2nd of Jan when this podcast episode is released. Crazy. How was everyone's New Year's? I hope you were all safe. I hope you're not too hungover. You know, some people, I'm one of these people, I'm a two-day hangover kind of girl. Actually, my work Christmas party, I was approaching 4 days hanging. No joke, that was wild. But yeah, hopefully not too many of you have got sore heads today, feeling a bit groggy, bit worse for wear. I had two gin and tonics upset on New Year's Eve. I went out for a lovely dinner. Oh, God, is this pasta? Oh, I had this pasta, right? So we ordered, we shared starters. So my brother and his girlfriend, they shared a starter. Me and Jamie shared a starter. That's just how it works when you're in a relationship. If you know, you know, right? They got cheesy garlic bread. You cannot go wrong. It looked unbelievable, right? We got, I can't remember what it was called now, but it's from reading it, it was similar to garlic prawns. Now, if you know the traditional garlic prawns, it's literally sizzling in a pan, chili, butter, garlic. Fucking, that's it. That is it. Oh, and the prawns, ofs. And it's just, you get bread, it's like that, on the chili butter. Slurping it up. It's kind of similar to a seafood boil, I suppose, because that's like chili butter, but literally just like some prawns in a pot, in a tiny little dish. But anyway, when you try this in like Spain or the Canary Islands or anywhere like that, you just trust me when I tell you, fucking hell, they're so good. It's the best thing. Actually, a place in Tenerife opposite the big casino, it's called Monica's, right? If anyone's going to Tenerife anytime soon, go to Monica's just for the garlic prawns. The mains and the drinks, kind of bad, to be honest. But them garlic prawns were the best I've ever had. So yeah, highly recommend. Or what's that other bar? Is it called Luma? Yeah, I think it's Luma. They do lovely garlic prawns. Not as good as Monica's, but lovely garlic prawns and a lovely carbonara. Oh, anyway. So yeah, we saw this thing on the menu that was similar, but it was like prawns in chili oil, garlic oil, butter, and what is it? Wait, fish stock, right? And they threw me with the fish stock. I thought, whoa, easy tiger. Because like garlic prawns is literally just oil. It's pure oil and that's all I want. Or is it butter? I think it's oil. But anyway, I was like, okay, whatever. I can get on board with the fish stock, whatever. And it was delicious, but it was not garlic prawns. It was like prawns in fish stock, how they literally described it on the menu. I just interpreted it wrong. But it was delicious. The prawns were delicious. And it really made me remember, like, oh, fucking hell, remember them prawns at Monica's? We've got to go back to Monica's because, wow. Oh, it was so incredible. And when I went to Portugal, guys, I had this steak pasta. It was like steak and mushroom tagliatelle. The way it slid down my throat, I literally bevoed it down. I was like, whoop, just inhaled the tagliatelle. But yeah, honestly, I've had some beautiful food in 2023. That is one thing I have defo had. Some good fucking food. I've eaten good in 2023. But I'm so... How are we feeling about 2024? I feel nervous. I realised... Well, I've not just realised, but I've always known this. I get so overwhelmed on New Year's Eve. Like, last night, we went out for a lovely meal, had a proper laugh. Like, it was so nice. Went home, popped on the fireworks on the telly and watched Berlin. If you know, you know, right? Fucking hell. If you're a Money Heist fan, you know how exciting it is that they've given us more content, more Money Heist content. I was like, eating it up. I was like, yes. And I love Berlin as well. Berlin is legendary. So I've binged that already. I finished it in a day, hon. It's only 8 episodes. Actually, it was 2 days, to be fair. But whatever. I would have done it in a day if I had time. Anyways. So we're watching the fireworks. Also, low key, fucking boring. How boring were they? Do you think that they were quite boring? And I was like, come on, where's the emotion? But anyway, right, yeah. So what I'm saying is, I get so overwhelmed on New Year's Eve and I can't decide why. Like, I always thought, oh, maybe it's like the fireworks, because I, when I was a kid, I never used to like fireworks. It used to make me anxious. Shock. Oh, I'm just scared of everything. No, but they used to make me like, oh, fucking hell, I was so overwhelmed. And it's like in the sky. I was like, didn't like it one bit. And then I realized, no, it's not that, because I'm all right with them now, but I still have the feeling. And then I thought, oh, maybe it's like because I'm normally out, you know, I'm normally out on New Year's Eve, and then I stopped going out, but then I still get this feeling. So I'm like, no, it's not the going out, because I went out last year and I actually had the best time and I didn't have that feeling. And I've realized there's something eerie about it. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's because I'm such an emotional person and I fucking deep everything. But I think so sad. Like, I think, oh, the people that have left someone behind in this year, and all the people that didn't make it through this year. And then my anxiety fucking kicks in going, I wonder if this is the year that I die. And I have all these really morbid thoughts. And I feel like New Year's Eve has always been so fucking eerie and like, oh god, like, I don't know, it makes me so aware of life passing by and New Year's, and dates have changed, and I can literally remember dating my page in school, like 08, do you know what I mean, like 13th of Feb 08, like, whoa, that was 2024. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah, I think it's that. I think, so if anyone can relate to that, please let me know, because I feel like I might be a little bit crazy. But I'll be definitely letting my therapist know that that's something I've, discovered about myself. Yeah, I think that starts, it doesn't start, but I've got like another appointment on the 11th of Jan, I think. I cannot remember. He told me ages ago and I hadn't had nothing written down to confirm. He was like, okay, cool, speak to you then. I was like, cool. I don't remember what the fucking date was. I was like, yeah, cool, I'll write that down. Obviously, I never, because I'm a twat. But anyway, I'm vision boarding tonight. Really looking forward to that. I ordered them books off Amazon that I told you about. They've come. They look really good. So, yeah, I've got some canvases. I've got some paints as well, because I actually do want to do a bit of painting with Jamie. We're going to do some painting. I don't think I've ever painted in my life. I actually don't think I've ever painted anything. What if it's just like a secret sleigh that I just have? I just didn't know. I'll let you guys know. Oh, there was something else I said I would let you know, and I should have let you know by now. Oh, I cannot remember. Oh, EastEnders, though. Spoiler alert, although you would definitely have seen it unless you live under a rock, but it was Linda. And fucking hell, did they knock it out of the park or what? The way that they had Nish on the floor and he's dead. Sharon, he's dead. I was like, no! Because although his character is an absolute prick, the actor is just legendary. Like, he's just great. He's just given every episode, given. I was like, damn, like, that'd be so disappointing if he's dead. And also, I was like, Denise, what? I was so confused. I was like, Denise, okay. I love Denise. She's one of my favorite characters. I thought, oh God, not Denise. And then Keanu walks in. I thought, oh God, what's going to happen? And then I was like, they've killed two men. There's going to be two bodies. What a plot twist. Fucking Linda grabs this fire stick thing, like some knife, fork, whatever it was, stabs him in the back. And then she was all scared, and I literally was thinking, oh, don't worry, Lind, like, it's all right. And then fucking Sookie gives Nish CPR, and I thought, this is brilliant. Me and my friend Summer, right, she is hooked on EastEnders as much as me. We were sending each other texts the whole way through, like, yes, like, yes, Denise, like, it was just sick. It was amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie, it was the highlight of my Christmas. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. The Secret Santa was the highlight of my Christmas. But anyway, oh, I can't believe it's the new year. I'm really nervous. I'm worried. I always feel like, oh God, what's in store for me? You know, like, I have no clue what's in store for me, but this time next year, I would have lived it. That's another one of those morbid thoughts that freak me out. But yeah, I hope everybody else is feeling good about this year. All the shit that you wanted to leave behind in 2023, whether that's friendships, toxic relationships, bad habits, vaping, like, whatever it is, I believe in you. Leave them in 2023, babe. Everything is out in 2023. All those toxic relationships, the cycles, it's out. It's out. We're leaving it in 2023. Oh God, guys, I'm baking a cake right now. I've just got it out the oven. I'm making Betty Crocker box mix. Listen, I couldn't be fucked getting all the cocoa powder and that. Do you know what? Do you know why? Because it costs a fucking bomb. It costs a bomb to bake a cake these days. Seriously, it does. Big up all the cake makers out there, because it is expensive. So I just thought, I'm going to get a fucking box mix and just spruce it up myself. I've whipped up some double cream with some dollops of Nutella. I've smashed up some peanuts. I know it's actually hazelnut, but like, it'll be fine. I love chocolate and that anyway. And I'm going to like decorate. I'm going to do... what's it called? The middle layer is going to be Nutella cream, and then hopefully I've got enough for the top, so I can like spread that on and then put all the chopped nuts on it. How good does that sound? And then we're going to do painting and vision boarding. I've finished Berlin, but we've actually said we're debating watching Money Heist again, which, guys, that will be the third time I've watched Money Heist. I won't lie, and I'll do it again. It's so good. If you guys haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's amazing. All right, anyway, what the fuck? How long has this intro been? Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Lear on the Line. I appreciate every single one of you so much. I'm so happy that we're seeing in the new year together. I'm so excited to talk through all of your dilemmas over the next year. I'm so happy I could help anybody through their dilemmas of 2023, leaving all that shit behind, moving into 2024, working through things together, having each other's backs. Like, we got this, okay? So yeah, good weekly debate coming up. Is it inspired by a dilemma? Oh, yes it is. I had to think about what it was for a second. All right, guys, I love you so much. Happy new year, everybody. Let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Lear on the Line. Head to learontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So my question for you this week is probably going to be quite a short one, because there honestly isn't too much to debate. I just kind of wanted to hear your opinions on it. But like I said, it is inspired by one of the dilemmas. So it is, how long are you dating someone before you expect to be official? So personally, I'm, in my experience, it's always been rapid. Like, the ones where you're dating each other for a few months, they always end up not going anywhere. The ones where we've ended up in a relationship, it's happened off the back of a month. Like, it's happened, I think every relationship I've ever had, the seeing each other phase lasted a month. And I don't know why, because I'm not the one asking. I'm not the one saying, be my boyfriend. Like, I'm the one that just... I just get asked, you know, like they just want to lock me down. Like, no, I'm just kidding, but I'm not kidding. So yeah, in my experience, it's only been a month, and anyone that I've been dating for longer, we've never ended up together. So that's interesting, isn't it? Because there's people that I've like dated for like 4 or 5 months and then it's fizzled out, or it's just ended or whatever. So, yeah, maybe it is true when they say, like, if someone wants you, then they'll make it happen, you know? But let's have a little look what you guys say. Because if you'd asked me, I would have been like, 2-3 months? Like, surely, like, 3 months is the good mark. But then I thought, hold on a minute. Which boyfriend have you ever been seeing for 3 months? None of them. So, yeah, I wasn't sure until I actually thought about my own experience. So let's have a little look what you guys say. No longer than 6 months. Right. See, I get it in terms of no longer than, because it's like, listen, I'm not trying to be fucked around for longer than 6 months. But I guess just talking from experiences, I've never been dating someone for 6 months and ended up with them. I'd be really intrigued to know, and I should have asked this question, if you've ever been dating somebody, like seeing somebody for longer than 6 months or around 6 months even, and you've actually still developed into a relationship. Because I feel like once you get past 6 months, if you're not there, like, will you ever get there? And I would be so intrigued to know how many people has actually gone to that official stage after 6 months. I've always said 3, but usually ends up being 5 or 6. Guys take it very slow usually. Okay, so this one sounds like she is ending up in a relationship with these guys after 5-6 months. Okay, good. 3 months max. My current boyfriend was 1 month before being official. Yeah. 3 months. A month or a month and a half. Yeah, I'm with you. A month, 2 to 3 months. My now husband and I were dating 3/4 weeks, and then he asked me to be his girlfriend. I had somebody ask me to be exclusive with them after a first date. I was like, whoa, babe. Like, they just said to me, like, I'm not seeing anyone else. And I was like, okay. And I was at the time, but they said, oh, I'm not seeing anyone else. I was like, okay. And then they were like, are you? And I just lied. I was like, no, yeah, like. So then I was like, no, yeah, I'm not seeing anyone else. And then I went home and called it off with everyone. So that's not too bad, is it? You know? Okay. Continuing. I dated a guy and we both knew after a week. It varies, but I'd say 6 to 8 weeks of dating is fair. Yeah, see, that's nice. And I do honestly believe that sometimes you can be dating someone and immediately it's like, I don't want anyone else. You tick all the boxes I've ever wanted. I fancy the fuck out of you. You're a lovely person. Like, it feels right. I want to get to know you. I'm exclusive to you. And it's not about like, I'm obsessed. I want to be with you. I want to marry you. You're everything. It's not about that. It's about like, yep, I'm willing to get to know you and only you, and we'll see what happens with us, but I'm not talking to anyone else, you know. Max 3 months. 3 months is when I'd like to make it official. Any earlier and I'm still sussing them out. That is a very fair point, to be fair. A few months, any longer is taking the piss. 3 months max, any longer just a waste of time. 3 months, a lot of 3 months. 3 months minimum, 3 months maximum. Okay. I'd say 3/4 months, 2 to 3 months, 3 to 4 months, 1 month, 3 great dates become exclusive, 2 great months become official. I think that's lovely. I think that's a lovely time frame, yeah. My boyfriend never actually asked me, just assumed, been 3 years now. So you're technically single. You can technically do what you want. Imagine that. Remind me of when you asked me to be your girlfriend, please. So when's your anniversary? Do you have an anniversary? Oh, it's kind of sweet though. Because that's what the older generations say when you say to them, like, how did you know? Because they always say, like, we didn't ask each other, like, will you be my girlfriend? Like, you just knew. And I said, like, but, like, how did you just know? How did you know, like, oh, I can't have sex with somebody else? And they always say, like, because you didn't want to. And I was like, oh, that's lovely. Isn't it lovely? Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice? Right. Yeah, a lot of 2 to 3 months and 3 to 4 months and a lot of 6 months maximum. So, okay, let's take this on board, carrying it into that dilemma when we get to it. Thank you so much for everybody that sent in your responses. I love you. I appreciate you. If you're not following at Leah on the Line on Instagram, make sure you do, just to get your responses in for the weekly debate. Send me DMs. We're always chatting in DMs. I love catching up with you guys. And let's get into the episode. Okay, everybody, I'm going to kick it off with this dilemma because it's a really interesting one and different to anything we've done before. This isn't the one that's related to the weekly debate, but we will get to that, babes. Do not worry. Okay. The tagline is feeling unimportant in my relationship. Help. Hi, Leah. Love the pod. I listen every week. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Warning, this is a long one, so buckle in. Okay, buckle up, everybody. We're all ready for this. For a bit of background, I've been with my boyfriend for just over a year. And since before I met him, he has smoked. Not cigarettes. You guys know. I don't like this as it isn't something I do, but I learned to just be okay with it. His family home is about an hour's drive from mine. He moved in with me and my family and got a job in my city. So for the last few months, we've lived together. Since he's moved in, that's where some problems have started. So his new job does not pay well at all, as it's something that will build up over time. So at the moment, he doesn't have much money, which I'm okay with. This means I buy most of our food, pay for dates, etc. And I don't mind doing this as I know his circumstances. Okay, so listen, I get it because you can't help your circumstances sometimes, you know, especially if he's like maybe he's doing an apprenticeship where it's like you've got to start at the bottom of the wage bracket, whatever it's called. You know, like it is a temporary financial situation. It's going to get better the longer he's there, the longer he, you know, the more he learns. It's just the way it is sometimes. But it doesn't mean it's not difficult to be the one picking up the pieces, and doesn't mean there isn't sometimes going to be some resentment. I'm not saying that there is. I'm just saying if in case it is, I want to validate that for you, you know, but we'll carry on. But we went away last weekend to see a show as my birthday present from his dad. Oh, lovely. We decided it would be nice to get a hotel, which I had to pay for. So I got us a nice hotel and we stayed the night. Oh, I bet he's fucking lapping it up, isn't he? Oh, he's like, how about the Savoy, babe? Fancy a night at the Savoy? you bet. The whole weekend, my boyfriend kept going on about how bad he feels that I was having to pay for stuff on my birthday. Dinner, drinks, hotel, snacks, train tickets. That was a few hundred quid for two people as well. Fuck me, you've spent a few hundred there. Dinner, let's say £200 bill. Yeah, drinks, I don't know if that's separate to dinner, but let's whack on an extra 50 quid. Hotel, that's about 150 for one night. So assuming it was one night, that's about 400 quid at the moment. And then we got snacks and train tickets. So this is an expensive birthday for you. Okay, so he asked his parents to send him some money to help him out. I don't know how much his parents sent him, but the only thing he bought were two drinks, which came to less than £30. Okay, I mean, maybe they sent him 30 quid, you know? And he's just like, okay, thanks, every little helps. At least I can get a little something, you know? Again, I want to make it very clear that I'm never going to be annoyed at someone for not being able to afford things. That is not why I'm annoyed. There is more to it. When we got back to our house after the weekend, my boyfriend asked me if I'd mind if he went and bought some, you know. I said that I thought he didn't have any money and that it would actually quite upset me, seeing as he always goes on about how he was trying to save money for Christmas presents and he wanted to pay for my birthday, etc. But his last £20 or £30 or whatever is going towards something silly. I'm not going to lie, that would fuck me off. Because I'm with you. I don't like that. I don't even like the company of someone that's smoking. Like, I find it just like mongy, and like I don't enjoy the company. I've dated people who, you know, smoke, and I'm just like, oh, like, you're just boring, and also it's all you give a fuck about, and I hate that shit. So I really get it. And if I was paying hundreds of pounds to spend some quality time with my boyfriend on my birthday, and he's gonna tell me, oh, do you mind if I pick up, I'll be like, are you taking the piss? Like, you're taking the piss, you know. He went and bought some anyway. This is when I realized that he's using his parents' money to spend on me to go and get that instead. Just to add, multiple times before, he has told me he doesn't have any money but proceeds to go and buy the stuff. So basically, I'm just starting to feel like I am not his priority and it's taken over. It's the main thing he spends his money on. Even after I tell him I wouldn't like it, he still goes and does it anyway. I told him when he asked the other day that I feel like it's more important than me at this point. I told him to do what he wants, but he does not have the right to feel bad for not getting me much for Christmas or spending any money on me and anyone else. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, don't come to me and, oh, I feel so guilty, and then go spend 20 quid so you can have a smoke. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I feel so guilty. No, you don't. You clearly don't. It's your priorities, isn't it? I just feel like it's a very selfish thing to do, and to be honest, it's quite unattractive. Yeah, I second that. Do you think I'm silly for being upset about this? Is this a sackable offence? What do you think I should do from here? I'm so stuck. I'm feeling very hurt by this. Help a girl out, please. Love you. Bye. Love you. Okay, yeah, I agree. I would find and have been in your position, not in terms of finances, but in terms of just dating someone that smokes. I've been like, oh, fucking hell. And like, you want to hang out with them, and then they end up doing that instead. It's like, fucking hell. This is boring for me. And I agree that it's unattractive. If you're someone like me, like you, sounds like we're similar in that way, and you just don't like it, it is unattractive. If you smoke yourself or it really doesn't bother you, obviously it's not going to be unattractive to that person. But if you're just someone like me and you just don't like it, then you do find it unattractive. There's nothing wrong with that, because it's just what you're into and what you like and what you don't like. So, you know, please don't be offended if you disagree, or if your boyfriend or girlfriend smokes or whatever. Like, it's just everyone's taste and opinion and what they fancy, really. So, yeah, I'm with you in that. I would be like, fucking hell. And especially on top, it's like, oh, I feel so guilty. I can't afford anything for your birthday. And it's like, it's not about the presents. It's not about the money. It's not about feeling treated and spoiled. It's not. It's the contradiction of, I feel so guilty. Do you mind if I smoke? Yes, I do mind. Oh, well, I don't give a fuck anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing for me. It's like, what's the point? So my advice to you is, when I was in a similar position, I just said, look, I don't like that. I don't really want a boyfriend that smokes. It's just not, like, if we'd met and this was going on when we'd met, I probably wouldn't have been interested. But now we're together and now you smoke, and I'm telling you, it's just not really what I want in a boyfriend. And if you're going to turn around and say to me, like, well, tough, that's fine. I would never ask you to change if that's not something you want to do. I'd never ask you to stop something you don't want to do. But we need to be open and honest and transparent. I need to know if you are going to just smoke now. You know what I mean? And I should feel like I can tell you that that's just not what I want in a boyfriend. So I feel like you have the right to do that. It doesn't need to be insulting or offensive or argumentative. Like, it can literally just be like, it's just, I don't really want a boyfriend that smokes. And you know, maybe he'll turn around and be like, do you know what? Yeah, I want to smoke less. I don't like the amount that I'm smoking, blah, 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 blah. And you can go, okay, cool. Well, I'll be there for you. I'll help you out. Let's do things instead. When you just hang out and chill out and have a smoke, let's do something else instead. Or if he turns around, he's like, that's just who I am. And that's just what I like. And that's just the way I am going to be. Then you decide if that's what you want in a boyfriend. And if you don't, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with him. It's just you don't want that. And that's fine, you know. No one needs to be hurt or insulted or made to feel bad, because it's just your taste, what you want in a partner, you know. So, yeah, I love you. I sympathize for you massively. I hope you had an amazing birthday. I'd love to have come talk to your show with you. But, yeah, keep us updated with that one. Absolutely. Let us know how it goes. Keep us in the loop. Love you so much. Okay, next time.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Emma, I am in love with my coworker. In love, it's crazy. Okay. We have this undeniable tension that everyone has picked up on, but he has gone and got himself a girlfriend. That changes things. Okay. We would sit together most lunchtimes and just flirt. I'm quite a shy person, so to be able to become so comfortable with someone that quick was nice. We stopped seeing each other at lunch recently, but I just assumed it's because we're both doing our own thing. At our Christmas party just gone, oh, not the Christmas party, fuck. We were by ourselves outside, and he was telling me that he didn't make a move on me as he thought I wasn't interested. Oh no, my boyfriend won't be doing that. Absolutely not, hun. But then went on to tell me I deserve the world and wouldn't stop complimenting me. He knows I've been in shitty relationships. We spoke again, and with it being the first day back after Christmas, the tension is still there. The eye contact and everything. What the fuck do I do? Because I feel like I'm in love. Maybe with the idea of him and not him. Who knows? I also work with my dad to make things better in an office environment. Oh no, not the dad. Okay. I do agree that you could be in love with the idea of him. Because all that's happened is flirting. Like, you're not, you can't be in love. You know, like, I don't want to be, you're not in love with him, like, because I fucking hate when people say that. You're not in love, babe. I hate that. Like, fuck off. But I'm under the impression that it might not be love, but I do think you may be right in terms of you could be in love with the idea of him. What I'm going to say to you is this guy has a fucking girlfriend, okay? And by the sounds of it, you put it out there at the Christmas party that you were interested. That's what it sounds like. That sounds like the conversation you had. And he's aware that you're interested, right? You're aware that he was interested or is interested, who knows. But if he has a girlfriend, just stay out of the fucking way. if he wants to end his relationship and make things work with you, ask you out on a date, let him be the one to decide that and do that. Stay away if he has a girlfriend. Just be respectful. Like, stay away. And like I said, let him decide. Actually, I think I want to give things a go with her. That's all. That's honestly all I feel towards that one. But I hope that's okay. I love you. Keep us updated, you know, if he does come around and say, what's up, babe? You want to go on a date? Let me know. Okay, next dilemma. Hey, girl. Just want to say I love the pod so much and have listened to every single episode since the start. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. This is a long one. So I started speaking to this guy about 4 months ago. And after a month of talking, we went for a date. Before we met, we FaceTimed a few times and we both said it was too good to be true, like how well we got on. I love these vibes. The first date was amazing. We just got on so well and I was really shocked because I hadn't felt this way about someone in such a short amount of time before. We then went on another couple of dates. He then came around my house like 5 or 6 times. And every time I tried to bring up where we stood with each other, he just said he's taking it slow. Oh, this is the weekly debate dilemma, guys. Anyways, he recently left his job where he was working in aviation. He's not had a job for about 2 months now. However, recently he's been so busy. How are you busy when you're unemployed? How are you busier when you're unemployed? We made it work when you was in aviation, darling. Yeah? Right. However, I saw him this week as he came round mine again and I said to him, I feel like you're just stringing me along until you find someone else. And he got angry. I'm sorry, getting angry is crazy. Like, that is wild. You're angry. You're literally getting angry at me. He was like, why the fuck would I do that? You know I like spending time with you. I just want to take it slow. I just don't know what to do as it's only been a couple of months. Do I just accept that he wants to take it slow or do I end it as if he wanted me, he would make it clear and he hasn't? I really am stuck with what to do. I've been single for about 3 years now and I just want someone to want me and I don't know if he can want me and still be going on about taking it slow. Sorry for the long story. Love you. Bye. Okay. So you've been seeing him for 4 months and from the weekly debate, we're saying 2 to 4 is the standard time before it's official. You have seen him a lot by the sounds of things. You were FaceTiming for a month and then you have this incredible first date. He's come around your house 5, 6 times. So I'm assuming you're sleeping together at this point, but I'm not 100%. I don't know. And yeah, to be feeling like you're out in the cold is crazy. What I would do if I were you is listen to my gut. Does my gut tell me he just, you know, is a fuck boy and wants to have sex with me and wants to date me but doesn't want to wife me? Is that what I feel deep down, or is he getting softer? Is he showing more and more signs of wanting to commit to me? Because things should start to look different in a good way. You know, like from day one of your first date to now, there should have been a lot of progress in 4 months. Like you should know where you stand realistically, or at least be able to look at the journey and say, we're closer now, you know, like he's softer with me, he's more emotional with me. There should be that. And if there isn't, if you're still 4 months deep and you're thinking you still feel very like a stranger, like we've just met, I'm saying he ain't gonna get there. But I would honestly set an expiration date. When does this guy expire? You know, like, okay, 1st of Feb and you're out. If you have not made it clear to me on the 1st of Feb, I've give you 5, nearly 6 months at that point. And if you've not made it clear to me then, you're taking me for a prick. And the answer's no thank you. So, yeah, that's what I think. But please do let me know what you decide. Obviously, it's always up to you. And yeah, let me know. Love you so much. Keep us updated. Okay, let's do another one. Hey girl, love the pod. Please don't stop doing this. It's so helpful. Oh, thank you. So, I've been messaging this boy since 18 and I am now 22. 4 years. 4 years, guys. And we're just messaging. Okay. With me having a relationship with someone else in between. Okay, got you. Obviously, we stopped messaging while I had a boyfriend. Got it. That makes sense. We've always kept it sexual and nothing more to it, with both of us understanding and expressing that we don't want anything serious. After my relationship ended 9 months ago, we started talking a bit again. However, a month ago, I decided and told him that I didn't want to exchange sexual messages anymore, as I didn't think it was healthy for me. Okay, big slay. Christmas Eve rolls around and we're both out at the same place. I see him, we talk, and after some convo, we agree to have sex that night. On Christmas Eve, girl. It's given naughty list on Christmas Eve. I kind of love that. Anyway, okay. So they're fucking. We fucking tonight. We talk, and after some convo, we agree to have sex that night. Please don't judge. Your girl's got needs. I'm not judging one bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You've been talking to this guy, you're texting sexually, there's sexual tension, you happen to bump into each other. What else is a girl going to do? Do you know what I mean? Oh, he's here. What can I do? Yeah, absolutely. Fair enough, babe. We had sex that night and it went really well. I was so happy that I didn't feel any emotional connection with him, but like the sex. In my head, I'm thinking, yes, this could be the most ideal friends of benefits situation ever. Absolutely, you're thinking, I feel nothing apart from that sex was lovely. So, perfect. We're both not looking for anything serious. We know each other enough to be respectful, but not enough to be in love with each other. Absolutely, this is great. So, after he texts me in the morning, making sure I got home okay, asking how Christmas was, etc., I propose the idea. Oh, okay, she proposes the let's be friends with benefits. Leah, when I tell you I am shook, I couldn't think of a reason he'd say no, but he very gently declined. Oh, no, not the rejection. Not the declined. I'm going to have to politely decline. Oh, ouch. Okay. I repeat, declined because of the idea that we may get attached and it could get messy. I said we would trial it. So why the fuck have I been turned down before we've even tried? Please let me know your thoughts. Was I just bad at sex? Is he telling the truth and just doesn't want it to get complicated? Does he have a girlfriend? I'm a bit disheartened, but understands it's totally his choice. I just feel a bit rejected. I have sent photos to you on Instagram of these messages and the pics of us. Please let me know. Oh, yeah. Let me get these up. I remember. Okay. Let me give you a little summary, guys. So, let's look at her. Oh, will the pics load? That is the question. Okay. She is a gorgeous, lovely smile, petite, perfect skin. She's just given, I'll be honest, she's given, you know those girls that look really innocent, but they're freaking the streets. That's what she's given. Anyway, so yeah, she's absolutely stunning. Let's have a look at him. Well, that first picture, he looks absolutely off his fucking head. But yeah, you know, he looks like a lovely boy. He actually looks really lovely. Like, he looks like a really kind person. He's not given fuck boy too much, but I can imagine he probably has fucked over a couple of girls in his life. That's what he's given. Okay. But you know, handsome and you're beautiful, so look lovely together. These screenshots, okay. She's asked me not to read them out too exact because obviously, you know, it's just scary, the thought of somebody ever listening and being like, wait a damn minute, that's me. Okay, so it's very polite. Did you get home okay? What are you up to? Hope you have a nice Christmas, you know. To be honest, this energy does not come across like you fucked at all. But yeah, I mean, like, good stuff. Have a lovely Christmas. It's like, ooh, pleasure doing business with you. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I'm just reading. All right. Okay. Oh, okay. We're at the proposal. I think we should trial. Okay. And she's basically saying we can be fuck buddies. Oh no, we got ignored. 3 hours later, we've sent another message. Sorry, you know, I didn't mean to offend you, blah, blah, blah. Then he's replying, don't be silly. I wasn't ignoring you. I've just seen it. It's not offensive. And then he's basically saying, like, that's a big offer. if I said to someone, do you want to be fuck buddies? And they've said, that's a pretty big offer. I'd be like, you've got 5 seconds to say absolutely yes, I do, before I block you. That's an offer. Are you for real? Are you okay? Do you want to be fuck buddies? Well, that is an offer. You've literally got 5 seconds. Right. And then you're saying, like, okay, let me explain what I'm thinking here. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Because she's explaining why she said it. And he's basically just like, don't worry about it. Answer the question, babe. Okay, you know, I liked it. I don't want anything romantic. Neither do you. Just feel like it could work, you know. He's like, yeah, appreciate that. Casual things, it can get meddled into something else, right? I wouldn't want either of us to get hurt here. You're like, yeah, no, you're totally right, yeah. yeah, literally agree. Like, I was literally going to say that. Screaming, thrown up. Okay, you're like, I've never done it, I don't know, but whatever. And he's saying, I've done it, and they haven't ended well. Not that there's loads, but usually ends complicated and not fair. Okay, well, I'm glad you fucking cleared that up, darling, that there hasn't been loads. Listen, he sounds like a really sweet guy. Like, I'm not going to lie. He does sound nice. Yeah, he sounds really sweet. He sounds awkward. Like, he sounds a bit like, oh, fuck, she's asked me to be friends with benefits. So I don't say. But for whatever reason, he doesn't. And what I will always say, and what I will have always said and will always say, is it's never to do with you. When you get rejected, you're just not right for each other. Okay? So for whatever reason, he doesn't want to be friends with benefits. He has said the reason is because he's, you know, it's not ended well for him in the past. Obviously, naturally, straight away you go, oh my God, he's coming up with excuses. It's because he hated the sex with me and I'm shit in bed and all that bollocks that we feed ourselves. It's not that. It could literally just be the truth. Maybe he got burned. Maybe he was friends with benefits someone and he got burned. Maybe he really fancied her in the end. He wanted to be with her and she didn't want to be with him. And she was like, no, we're friends with benefits. What are you doing? I thought we clicked sir, blah, blah. Or maybe the girl got burned and he felt like too guilty. He felt like a bad guy. He's like, oh, fucking hell, I ain't getting involved in this again. I can't be dealing with this. It's too much hassle and it's worth. So maybe it's just that. He's just thinking it's too much ag than what it's worth, you know. Maybe it is that. But what I want to remind you is do not, and I repeat, do not take it personally. It has nothing to do with you. You're amazing in bed. Are you joking me? You've had this sexual tension building up for weeks because you're a gorgeous girl. And he finally got you. Maybe it's the box theory, guys. You guys remember, we talk about this a lot. A guy's already decided what he wants from you from day one. And once he's got it, he's happy. Maybe all he wanted all this time was just to have sex. Maybe he just felt this, like, I don't know, impulse of like, oh my God, she is so fucking, I just want to have sex with that girl. Maybe it was that. And he's been talking to you for years. Was it years? Yeah, years. You had a boyfriend and then you're single again and then you're chatting again, then you're not talking anymore. So maybe it's just this thing where you were in the I really want to have sex with this gorgeous girl box, which isn't a bad box to be in, by the way, because you don't want a boyfriend either. You don't want anything from him. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that he really just wanted sex with you, because I'm sure there's loads of people listening that can relate. You know, there's people I just wanted to sleep with and didn't want anything else from them. There's nothing wrong with being in that box. You're fucking sexy, you know? So maybe you were in the, oh, I really want to have sex with this girl box, has been on and off chatting to you for 4 years, and it's happened now. And maybe it's just like, oh, well, it's happened now. Now what? You know, maybe it was the idea of it all over the last few years and the sexual tension, and he's got it off his chest and he's satisfied, you know? And also, like I said, he probably just thinks friends with benefits is pure hassle. In my experience, I wouldn't say I had a friends with benefits situation. We worked together, we would sleep together. But he did end up catching feelings for me. But when we had the conversation of like, well, I don't feel like that, I'm not looking for anything right now, it didn't really impact our friendship. We just sort of stopped sleeping together. But so yeah, to be honest, I don't know an experience where it's ended well. We have done this. We've spoke a lot about friends and benefits on the pod, and almost everybody agrees that somebody catches feelings or somebody is on a different page, whether it's feelings or not. Someone thinks, oh, I we don't have feelings for each other, but I still thought it was an exclusive thing. So yeah, I just think maybe it's a case of he doesn't want the hassle, babe, and it's nothing to do with you, to be honest. But I love you. And just think about it like this. It's been built up over time. You've got it off your chest. And just move on, move forward. If you bump into each other again, you never know what might happen. But good for you. Love you. Gorgeous girl. Stunning girl. Thank you for sending this dilemma in. And for the pics. We love the pics. All right, guys. Thank you to everyone that sent in a dilemma. If you haven't, send one in. LeahOnTheLine.com. Hit the submit a dilemma button. Get involved. Send in your weekly debate ideas. Please, please, please leave me a 5-star rating if you wouldn't mind. It would mean the world to me. Drop me a little message. And yeah, I love you so much. Let's wrap up the episode. Stay for the outro. Okay, if you are listening to the outro right now, I love you. I appreciate you so, so much. Oh God, I'm really out of breath today. Oh God, I don't know what's wrong with me. But yeah, thank you so much, guys. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed sitting down and chatting together today. I love a good long ep, you know. I'm going to go finish my cake in a minute. Honestly, I've realized bacon is like something I've done since I was quite young and still love at 27. Wait, I'm 26. Wait. Yeah, I'm 26. I am 27. There's no way I'm 28 this year. Am I only 26? Oh my God, I'm so young. I'm so young and youthful. Wait, I'm stressed. How old am I? For, it's 2024. I was born in 97. August. For 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I'm 27 this year. Oh, I'm so young and youthful. Got my whole life ahead of me. Does anyone else do that though? Like, because I spend a lot of my time thinking about my age and like when I'm going to be a certain age and when, how long till I'm this age, that like recently I've obviously been thinking like, oh my God, I'm 27 in 2024. I'm 27 next year. I'm 27 next year. And because I've been thinking about that so much, I'm like, am I 27? I don't know. I forget. I'm mid-20s. I can't even keep track. Something wrong with me. But anyway, yeah. So I've always baked, like, since I was so young. I've always done like cooking. Like, I used to cook for my whole family when I was like 13. Because my mum, I would love to cook. And I'd be like, mum, please can I cook? She'd be like, fucking knock yourself out, love. She hates cooking, right? She'd be like, literally, get in the kitchen. Go nuts. Go nuts in there. Make what you want. Couldn't care less. Yes, please. But, you know, safety first. This is how you turn the oven on. This is how you turn the oven off. Don't touch that with your bare hands. Go to town. Let me know what we're having. So Yeah, she let me really cook from a young age. So I've always loved cooking, but baking, I've always like, I go through like these sporadic, I'm going to bake a whole fucking tray of treats. And I'm like, right, I'm making brownies, I'm making shortbread, I'm making cheesecake, I'm making banoffee pie. And yeah, something just comes over me every now and then. It's like it's in me and it won't go. Like I could not bake for like a year. And then all of a sudden I'm like, something just woke up inside me and I'm going to bake a tray of brownies. And I just love it. And I'm just like baking away in the kitchen. Like I'm in Waitress, you know, Waitress the musical. Make it work, make it easy, make it clever and craft it into pieces. Yeah, I just love it, hon. Anyway, see, I've got this cake going on downstairs, right? And it's a chocolate cake with cream and Nutella middle. I'm hoping there's enough for the top and chopped nuts on the top. Who wants a slice? It sounds good. Imagine that with a cup of tea while I'm painting. Oh, lovely. These paintings are going to be funny as fuck, aren't they? I might post a pic on the Lear on the Line Instagram story. If you haven't listened to the ep and you see it, you'll be like, yes, really good, Liam. Well done. Like, what the fuck? This year, I think that's good. All right, guys. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate you all more than you can ever imagine. I'm so excited for 2024 together to get through all these dilemmas together. I'm going to help you, guide you through it as best I can as the besties that we are. And I love you. Thank you so much. Oh, God, I'm exhausted. I didn't take a breath then. All right, guys, have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right, I love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.